The Google Podcast app is going away in April. Right now, I want you to take a look at the podcast app you're using right now. Maybe it's time for a new one. Check out podcastapps.com and try a new one for free right now. That's podcastapps.com.
I'm a Toronto radio show host, so I thought that I would show you what a day in my life looks like. I climbed out of my weird bed and I interviewed the singer passenger and we got in a very heated debate about Batman.
Are we still friends?
Yeah, we're still friends.
Go for that.
And then I got some work done and I ordered sushi and I FaceTimed my beautiful girlfriend Morgan. And since I'm still considered essential, it was time to go to work. And I ended up missing my bus, but that was okay because the next one had no one on it. So private ride, baby.
One of the phenomenons of the pandemic has been the rise of TikTok. Shannon Burns, evening host at Toronto's Chum 104.5 and host of iHeartRadio Nights on Virgin radio stations across the country, is one of the creators who's experienced a meteoric rise on the app. By the time most of you listen to this podcast, Burns will have closed in on 400,000 TikTok followers. On this episode of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast, we talk to Burns about her radio journey, becoming a TikTok creator, and embracing multimedia.
Hi, I'm Shannon Burns, and I currently work at Chum 104.5 as the evening show host in Toronto. And then on top of that, I also do a show that's called iHeartRadio Nights that airs on all the Virgin radios across Canada, as well as a few Sun FMs. So a nice syndicated show that's on 15 stations. So in total, I'm on 16 stations. But this is not where I started. I actually started by going to school for TV and radio broadcasting at Niagara College here in Ontario. And then in order to graduate school, I had to do an internship for a semester. So I was told by teachers that you wouldn't necessarily get a job in Toronto straight out of school, that it's a good opportunity and you'll get more opportunities if you move. So I ended up getting an internship in Edmonton at the station that was called Hot 107 at the time for Harvard Broadcasting. It's now called Play 107. And I did an internship there, which then turned into a summertime street team position, which then turned into a promotions coordinator position, which I ended up doing for just under a year. But my heart and my goal was to always be on air. So I ended up applying for a morning show position at Rock 105.3, which is a Rogers station in Medicine Hat, Alberta. And then I ended up going over there to do that show, which was a mat leave position. So I was there for a total of 8 months before I was offered a job back in Edmonton at 104.9 Virgin Radio. So I ended up moving over to Virgin Radio. I started doing late nights and evenings there. And then after a couple months, the evening show host ended up leaving. So I was able to move into the evening show position. And then I also helped out in the music department as well. And that ended up moving to the midday position a bit after that. So I was in Edmonton. Well, I was in Alberta for a total of 5 years, but I was in Edmonton at Virgin for about 3 years. And then the opportunity came up for an evening show position at Chum. And I was very eager to get home to Toronto. That was always the goal. So I applied for it. Luckily enough, I got the job. And now I've been here back in Toronto for almost 3 years.
So Shannon, you've been in the biz roughly a decade. Has social media always been part of what you do on the radio?
It always has been a part of what I do, but I've noticed year after year, it's only becoming more of what I do. And I think what the industry has turned into. When I talk to a lot of radio students and help them with projects and like talk about the industry, because I always enjoyed that guidance when I was getting into the industry. So I always try and help out as best I can. But something that I always say is that really the job when it comes to radio is 50-50 social media and on air. Because there's people who are going to be listening to your show, but the thing about radio is that it's live, and then once you do it, then it's over. But when it comes to social media, it sticks around and it has a longer shelf life, and it also really connects a lot of the listeners to the person that they're listening to on the radio, because it gives them an opportunity to put a face to the voice that they hear, and it just helps build that relationship, I've found. So I try and do as much social media as I do with my on-air content, and then really just connect the two.
At what point did you get interested in TikTok?
Yeah, I had heard about TikTok, but it was always like an app that people were like, oh, it's for the Gen Zs, like millennials are too old for it. And I always see something as, like that as a challenge. I never want to feel like I'm too old for like new technology or new social media sites and things like that. So it was really just a challenge to myself. I joined the app about a year ago. It was last January. So I think I got on it a little sooner than some other people that I knew, which is really nice. And then, which was good because it gave me an opportunity to be on the app, knowing that there was no one that I actually knew in real life that were seeing me on the app. So it was kind of nice in that way because it gave me the opportunity to embarrass myself a little bit and play around with a lot of different video ideas that I had, just make a lot of silly content. And I had a lot of fun doing that. So I noticed that a lot of people on the app, they say to like pick a niche if you want to stand out on the app. So I was trying a few different things because I have a few things that I'm interested in. Like I'm gay, so I love doing like any sort of like anything that's allows me to be an advocate for the LGBTQ plus community. I'm really into like entertainment news. So I've been doing a lot of that stuff. And then I also work in radio. So I thought it would be cool to show some like behind the scenes of what happens at a radio station or me on air and things like that. So I started posting videos like that. And that's what really took off. People have found such an interest in radio in general. I think because people just have always listened to the radio, but a lot of people have never really understood exactly how it works. So as soon as I like drew that curtain back and started showing different things on how a radio station works and what it looks like when I'm on air and things like that. And yeah, people have stuck to it and loved it. So it's grown from there, which has been really cool.
So 343,000 followers. What was the liftoff like? Was it a slow build?
Well, yeah, I think it's like, I think it's 380 something now in the last couple of days, which has been crazy. But yeah, it was definitely a slow build. I think the first year I gained about 50,000 followers, which to me, I was ecstatic about. I was like, I've made it. Like, this is amazing. And then I started going on live on TikTok, which I find is a really good way to like connect with a lot of people, especially because of how immediate it is. And it's been cool because I can just go live during my radio show. So then people who are watching on the live end up calling into my show, and then I can use those callers on my show. So it like all kind of works, which is really cool. But I noticed that I was like having people on live and they were watching me, and I wanted to make it more entertaining. So I had this idea of the code word game, which is a game that I know some people in radio have played. And it's what I used to play a lot when I was in Edmonton with other hosts, where a host would give you a secret word that they would make you try and sneak into a break that you're doing on the radio. So it's like a challenge to yourself to sneak it in without anybody else knowing.
Okay, here we go. This one is gonna be a challenge. You give me a secret word, I put it into my radio show.
J-Lo on Chum 104.5. I'm Shannon, and there are new words that have been added to the dictionary. Words like crowdfunding, cancel culture, and flex. Which is weird, though, because there's words like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious that's been around forever, but still not considered an actual word in the dictionary. We'll keep working on that one.
So then I started playing that with the people who were on the lives. And they really liked it. They thought it was so much fun because it was a way for them to engage. So then I ended up turning that into a video that I then posted on my TikTok, and that blew up. I think it has like 10 million views right now. So that's something that definitely caught on. So I went from 50,000 followers to about like 250,000 followers in a matter of like 2 to 3 weeks, which was, yeah. So it was really like a gradual growth, and then it just took off in a matter of weeks.
Let's talk about sort of TikTok as a phenomenon, because I imagine you previously maybe live streamed a bit on Instagram or Periscope. What's different about this app that you think is really working for you?
Yeah, I think the thing that is drawing so many people to the app in general is, and what people talk about, is the algorithm of the app. They do a really good job at directing the content that the app puts out there and putting it in the hands and on the phones of people who are interested in that thing. There's constantly things that show up on my For You page that are like things that are so specifically my interest that I'm like, how did they know to like deliver this one to me? So the For You page in general, I think, is just amazing. And the reach is so big as well. I can post something on my Instagram and I know that it'll go out to some, maybe a majority of the people that follow me, but it doesn't go much further than that. But the thing about TikTok that's so cool is that you can put something out and it doesn't matter how many followers you have on the app. It it can go out to so many people. So anybody really has the opportunity to go viral. And if you have good content, that good content will see success rather than like on Instagram, where if you do something and it's amazing, it just might not reach as many people and reach its full potential in that way. So I think TikTok, I think a lot of people just love TikTok for that reason, and myself included. Yeah, it definitely like helped me find a lot of people that were interested in me. So I'm really grateful for that.
Let's talk about the crossover. I tuned into a live yesterday and almost immediately you had 300 people tuned in when you were taking live calls during your talk breaks. Yeah. How many of your callers that you get are radio listeners and how many are coming from TikTok?
Yeah, if I'm doing a live, the phone lines will just light up and it's all people from the live. And yeah, so that's really cool. So in that way, it's a lot of people from the lives. And then it really gets a lot of listeners from like all over the country. There's people from like Europe yesterday that were like sharing tips with other people from Europe on like different links to go to stream Chum, which is really cool. But I find now if I'm not on live, it's probably like 50-50. Like half the callers are just like regular callers or people that are listening to the show. And then the other half are people who have come from TikTok and now have become listeners of Chum because of TikTok. So it's really great.
You have a Q&A feature enabled, and then you do a set live every Thursday evening. Have you found that that's what works for you? Is there any sort of strategy involved?
Yeah, I found that a lot of people, I get a lot of messages from people being like, when's the next live? Like, are you going live today? So I decided to just have a set time so that for those people who are wondering or want to tune in, that they have a time and a place to go to, and they know that that's when they can expect the live. And then I'll always go like a few other times throughout the week, just whenever I feel like it, or if I'm like have a topic that I really want a lot of response for on my show or things like that. So I have found that having that set time has really been beneficial because I will notice like a spike in viewers on Thursday nights. So that's, yeah, I've found that that's worked really well as well. And I've also in this whole process have become an actual like creator for TikTok. So I've been working with TikTok and have some contacts there that have really helped like give some tips and things on like when on what I should be doing in lives and what I should be doing to help boost content and stuff like that. And something that they pointed out recently was that it is important to like have set times for your lives and like prepare in advance and all these different things. So that's been really beneficial to have them on my side to like give me some tips and stuff. But luckily enough, I was already doing the like set times on Thursday. So yeah, it's good to see that works.
You have a really natural rapport with your callers. You're very authentic. Do you think that that's part of the secret to engagement with this app? And are other industry people approaching you going, Shannon, what are you doing that we're not doing?
Yeah, I think when it comes to radio, even in general, I think authenticity is what's most important because what you're trying to do is have a connection with the audience. That's the main goal of radio, right? So I think that, and they teach you in school too, it's like talk to the audience as if you're talking to a friend. And it's kind of nice in these lives too because of the response that I can get. I really, it almost feels like I'm on FaceTime with just like 300 friends. So it's really cool in that way. And I talk to them like they're my friends. And sometimes I think I might even reveal too much information about myself because it's only me talking. And I'm not a fan of like dead air. So I'll just keep talking. And then I end up like saying so many things. But I think authenticity is the most important thing that you can be doing on this app, on social media, in radio, because I think we're in a day and age where people, if you're not authentic, people are going to see right through that. And it takes too much energy to have to like have a facade or this character that you go into, for myself anyways. So I find that the best route to be and the best way to be is to just, yeah, be authentic, be yourself, and people will be attracted to that.
So has your life changed at all now that you're TikTok famous?
No, not at all. I think in the way that I've gotten more listeners on my show, it has. And when it comes to social media, more people are interested, which is just amazing, which it's really, really great because it is my job at the end of the day. So anything that can get more people interested in the show that I'm doing and in the social media content that I'm putting out and to get more viewers on the celebrity interviews that I'm doing all the time and stuff like that, it's really cool to see that people are entertained by that because that's really the whole goal. So I think that's the biggest way that my life has changed. And it's been, I feel a little less lonely in this pandemic because I live by myself. So it's been nice to like have more people to engage with online. And I think at the end of the day, that's what this year has taught us, that we might not be able to see our friends and family and be close to them in person, but we've found these new connections with people online. So this is really just me selfishly like trying to make more friends, and it's working. So I'm happy.
I think you've encapsulated that perfectly. What's the reaction from your PD and your colleagues at the station?
Yeah, so I didn't tell any of them that I was doing a lot of the radio content in the beginning because my first thought was like, okay, well, I'm really enjoying this and this is working really well. So I'm just going to keep doing this until like somebody tells me that I can't. But I think when it does come to radio, like obviously social media, like I was saying, is so much a part of our job. So when this really started to take off, I was like, okay, I think that they're going to be pretty stoked about this. And I think it wasn't until one of my videos, I think it was at like 7 million views or something like that. And it was like me in the Chem studio that I texted it to my PD Sarah. And I was like, hey, just wanted to let you know, like this happened. It's people have been really enjoying this. So I hope this is cool. And she was just over the moon. She was really excited about it. Especially because it, at the end of the day, it brings in more listeners and it gets the name of the station out there. So everybody's been really excited. Yeah. I'm just trying to get more colleagues on TikTok to get them going too, because like I said, like anyone can do it and anyone has a potential of having videos that blow up. So it's just about actually doing it.
Did you ever feel pressure to be a multimedia entertainer as a host, or has this all come naturally? Because I think there are a lot of radio folks out there who maybe were, you know, they were great in the studio by themselves, but in real life, they're kind of shoegazers and maybe not so comfortable doing a live stream or being on camera.
Yeah, I think it's been really beneficial, my rise into radio, because before I was even in school for radio, I was really into making videos and editing videos. I love social media. I was like so into Instagram, especially when it first started. So I think for me, it was really nice because, and I did notice that in radio too, that there were hosts that just like didn't know how to use social media or put together a video or anything like that. So I saw that as an opportunity for me to come in and be like, hey, like, hire me, because not only can I be a radio host, but I can also like post on social media and I can edit videos and do all these things. So I saw that as kind of an opportunity for myself to learn more of these aspects of multimedia in order to then bring that to radio and then just help with that. So I think it was more natural for me, but then also seeing that was something that was missing when it came to a lot of other hosts. So something that I could use to my advantage in radio.
So what would you say to other hosts who maybe have been reluctant to really embrace TikTok?
Yeah, you got to get on it. It's such a good way to connect with your audience. And I think that's the thing about radio, is that people don't get to see your face. So you kind of miss out on certain aspects of like that connection. So I find that using TikTok and radio and putting that together, especially with the way that social media is going and how people are consuming content, I think it just seems like a natural fit in every regard. So I would encourage anybody to get on it. I see a lot of other radio hosts in Canada who are doing an amazing job showing off their lives, showing off radio as well. And I'm excited to see more people get on it as well. And I think if we've seen anything in the last year, it's that TikTok is just growing and growing, and it's becoming this like very popular app that everybody's been getting on, and it's just the most entertaining, so I can see why. So yeah, I encourage anybody to get on it.
Tell everybody where they can follow you.
So my handle is It's Shannon Burns, so ITS Shannon Burns, and that's my handle on TikTok and YouTube and Instagram, all of the things.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks Connie, I appreciate it.
For listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.
Looking to make the most out of this life and optimize your personal wellness? Then check out the Natural Man Podcast. Join me, host Mike C, as we explore all areas of human wellness, physical, mental, and emotional. Learn strategies to optimize your own well-being and be in the driver's seat of your own health. Remember, your doctor works for you. Learn biohacks, neurohacks, ways to improve sleep, and ways to optimize your body and your mind. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, the Fountain app, and at naturalmanpodcast.com.